I don't know. It's, I mean, you look at them and... Well, that one doesn't have a name on it.
No, not all of them do. That's kind of... Well, like ours, ours is named and numbered.
Your
they,
car?
They all should be, really, because one of the women I work with, she, her house is just called Braddon. And that's the only address on it. So when you're going along the road trying to find it, you haven't got any idea what it, where it is, because it hasn't got a number.
Oh.
Which is a bit... Especially, like, if it's an ambulance or something, it's looking for it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, at least if it said Braddon, number 10, Tunstall Road, you'd have an idea where it is.
That's cool.
Mm.
How they did their little...
Utopia.
Oh. Oh, God. That's interesting.
There's some strange places, don't we?
I'm thinking I'd hate to... You'd see that on Incredible Home Videos. Oh, look it. It's got like a little shed and another and a garage and a, I don't know, some kind of crazy deck that their thing could slip off and end up in their kitchen. This to have done back home would be...
A fortune, yeah.
Yeah, very...
That's what we've had else redone.
Very expensive. That's kind of cool.
That's nice, isn't it?
Now, do a lot of the houses, do they have fireplaces, like working fireplaces?
Not so much these days, no.
Nope.
No, the older ones do. But, no.
I need a mirror.
So you can do your hair while you're going out.
Make sure it's all right. Somebody's doing laundry.
Yeah.
Do people have dryers or do they all just hang up their clothes?
Most of us hang them up. But the dryers are becoming more and more on vogue.
How can you not have a dryer?
Never had one.
I don't understand.
You just dry it and hang it out. It doesn't dry it.
But it'll take forever to dry.
Well, your stuff's dry now at home.
Yeah, but it took forever to dry.
Well, under 24 hours.
Live dangerously. Huh?
Live dangerously.
And these are little...
Just little houses. They're very new, those.
They look very small.
They are very small.
Like a bedroom.
Yeah, probably one bedroom. Everything's small in those, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
Workingman's Club.
Workingman's Club?
Yes.
Is that like a gentleman's club?
Not exactly, no. It is, well, similarly, but for working men. So it's designed to be a place that the work, you know, the gentlemen wouldn't go there, but the workers would. It was more of a lower class, I guess, back in the day.
Well, a gentleman's club back at home, it's, you know, one of those places.
Yeah.
But it's just okay. A working man's bar.
Yeah, basically, yeah. They put, like, entertainment on that, and the beer's cheaper in there than it would be in a pub. Yeah.
So ooh, a pub is expensive?
Pubs are, yeah.
Yeah. Here I thought pubs were, you know.
But this is the gatehouse.
Have we ever been down there? No.
No.
Heavy car park.
Wasn't that long to get in, was it?
No, it wasn't like 8 miles, maybe just 1 mile. Look, and it's locked. Ooh.
Yeah, you can go in and go up to the top and look out over it.
Hmm. Our followers would have died already.
This is the Abbey.
The Abbey. What's the difference between the Abbey and the church that, like, Liz goes to?
I'm not sure, I don't actually know, but I would imagine the Abbey is maybe a place that had nuns or monks, maybe?
Damn it, I did it again.
Time.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Lovely, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
They're probably getting married up here.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like something's burning.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, Chinese takeaway. Sort of spoils the ambience, doesn't it?
What is that? Dead cat? Roasted cat. Mm. That's what it smells like. And then we're going to dinner there?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Aren't you excited now?
Mm-hmm. That's just as exciting as having British Mexican food.
Yeah, that's right. Do you
want to
go in?
Oh, we can go in?
I think so.
No. Really? Look, so. Pews for sale. Maybe you should have them the...
This is the chap that took all that Trinity Church. He's the guy who's in charge of Sheppey. And he's based here, but he's in charge of all of them. Yeah, £85. That's a lot of hotel.
Well, what are you going to do with them? Look, I could take an umbrella.
How are you going to get them on the plane?
No, I'd give it to you and then...
We can hold it for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Books for sale.